Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show, KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
All right, for the last day this week, let's catch you up on the big news stories. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
Valley economist Jim Rounds told KTAR that he isn't too concerned with Phoenix's housing market.
Arizona is still going to be in better shape. Yes, we have housing affordability issues to deal with, but we're going to continue to have growth. We're doing a great job adding employment opportunities for people.
Does this give you confidence after the Goldman Sachs report?
Yeah, you know, intellectually, I felt the same way when I saw the story nationally saying that Phoenix was one of four markets that was expected to have a dramatic drop in real estate value, and this was from Goldman Sachs. Instinctively, I looked around the valley. I know what the housing market has been like. I know about the housing shortage and why, without much relief coming, at least in the short term, because of a shortage of workers in the construction field. I just figured we were going to fare better than the rest of the country. And I also thought, because of the growth that we're seeing, because of the industries that have come here and the desert Southwest being a destination, that we would fare better. But to hear such upstanding and reliable economists like this echo that made me feel much better that it wasn't just what I was seeing, but there's some of that data that they see to back it up.
Senate Democrats are calling on the Federal Trade Commission to investigate a gun manufacturer that markets a rifle for children.
The JR-15 rifle is designed for kids and marketed to families. The manufacturer, WeOne Tactical, says on its website it wants to enable safe and instructive shooting experiences for young people.
Are you concerned about this?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, that's what every kid did when I was young. That's where you took the mystery about guns away. That's where gun safety came into play. Here's the deal. When you put a firearm in someone's hand for the first time, especially a young person, and safety is the issue, and they fire a gun for the very first time, there is a lot of responsibility that goes in that power. You can feel the power of that firearm, and immediately there is a respect. Unless you are mentally disturbed, there is an immediate respect, understanding the importance there. And to be surrounded by adults and at a very young age, as you grow up, the maturity goes as well. There is absolutely nothing wrong with starting young people out with responsible firearms ownership and handling. No one is turning a six-year-old loose with a gun in the woods, go play with your friends, but there is something here that teaches them gun safety at an early age so they're not doing dumb things when their friends find a gun somewhere. I think it's a good idea. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time to catch you up on the headlines.
Chief Innovation Officer for the Greater Phoenix Chamber, Jennifer Meller, says that a shortage of construction workers is causing lags on building projects in Arizona.
Look at TSMC in the North Valley. That's consuming 10,000 construction jobs. We are continuing to announce every day new projects coming into the market, and it's just making it more and more competitive when it comes to our construction workforce.
What can be done to remedy this?
Couple of things. You know, they have the Build Your Future Arizona, that the organization where they are helping people that are in other industries or just starting out in the workforce. We've got the CTEDs, the Career Technical Education Districts, where industry professionals are the teachers and instructors at the high school level, where these kids are learning skill sets their last couple of years in high school that they can take into the workforce. They have adult education programs on the campuses of these CTEDs as well that are having adults that go back. It's like going back to school to learn a skill set. You've got the industry itself seeking out people. So I think those are going to be the remedies. And the only way it's going to happen is it's going to take some time, but people have to show the viability that you are going to have a long-term career in these industries and that you're going to make a nice living and you're going to love what you do and you're going to be able to feed your family. You will attract people if you can show them that. These organizations are doing just that.
The second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, is the first Jewish spouse of a president or vice president. He is in Poland for a Holocaust Remembrance Day to raise awareness in the wake of rising anti-Semitism and a decline in Holocaust education.
63% of young Americans have no idea that 6 million Jews were murdered in the Holocaust. Emhoff making it clear that it is his mission to fight Holocaust distortion, Holocaust denial, and that he will continue to advocate for Holocaust education.
Are you disturbed to hear the statistical gap in our education system?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, I am. You know, if we don't learn history, we're doomed to repeat it. And we need to educate kids. My youngest was given an opportunity, I believe in eighth grade, to go with her class to Washington, D.C. And we made sure we jumped on the opportunity. When she came back from that trip with her class, and it was, I think, a week-long trip to Washington, D.C., where you see all of the memorials and you travel around and you see that great city, the one thing she talked about most and for the longest was about the Holocaust Museum. So much so that there was a church, a local congregation, that brought in a Holocaust survivor to speak to a congregation, and we went and visited the church because she was so compelled to hear this woman tell her story of Holocaust survival. That when you reach out to young people and you educate them on this kind of loss of life, that humanity can be this depraved, they get a second thought about allowing it to happen again. So yes, this is an important part of world history that must remain alive, and we've got to make sure we tell the story accurately, and we've got to make sure they understand that this should and can never happen again in this world. Thanks, Julia. Great week, as always. And thanks for listening to Did You Hear This? Hearing the stories of Holocaust survivors, and I've heard a few. I've been able to meet a few Holocaust survivors in my life. To listen to them speak, we have a luncheon every year, the VMLC, Veterans Medical Leadership Council, and one year they brought in a Holocaust survivor as a keynote speaker. And the compelling story, but how matter-of-factly they tell the story now, that it just became a part of their life every day. It is harrowing to think that there was a time that something like this could happen. And it doesn't matter what your religious background is, doesn't matter what group of people you are, genocide because of that, and the levels of depravity that it took to just think, to say that these people weren't really people, that they were property and they could be just discarded the way they were, was despicable. It was a horrible time in world history. I'm glad it's over, but I don't ever want the memory of it to be lost. And I think it should not just be Jews that do this. It should not be the Jewish people that tell this story and keep that story alive. I think the world needs to do this out of respect for it, because it's not necessarily going to be Jews next time. It could be another group of people, and we just got to stop it from happening.